he had drilled out of the stone, you know, out of the main body of the stone into these long thin pieces, put all around his property, and then he put his posts in that and put the wire around the posts.
Uh-huh.
Made more premises. And a wooden post should be soaked for quite some time in creosote.
Well, now this kind of fence with the stone base is rather unusual, isn't it?
With what base?
I mean, you said...
Yes, So it's very unusual.
Well, now I've heard some other common fences around Loganville besides the split rail.
I have board fences that are made to the post in it would come, this is around houses though, it's mm-hmm. near around places with buildings and things. Mm-hmm. And this is for to shield a garbage dump or something. It's it has a tall post in at intervals and a lot wire boards, long wire boards of even length, twisted in and out of that so that they're on the post together like this. Come like this, the next one will come this way.
So a basket weave, right?
Somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And so then this...
A distance proxy for their feet.
Uh-huh. And this hangs up where it was behind the fence?
Yes, uh-huh. It's a shield of a fence.
Uh-huh.
Let's see now. And then there's a paling fence made of short boards of varying length. But they are made of... We call them pails, small pails, not a pail like a bucket now. and pointed at the top usually, and mm-hmm. they're going to frame at the bottom, and the posts all along to maintain it, and to have what they call a 2x4 up at the top and at the bottom to hold the fence in place
mm-hmm.
onto the foundation.
Well, now, are these vertical boards, are
yes,
there space between?
Yes, a little space. Like paling, sometimes there's a distance of a board between.
I see.
A board and a space of a board and a board and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a brick fence made of solid brick. And then there's a brick fence made lace-like.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what we're particularly interested in is the wooden ones. So the one you own, I might go ahead and find out that brick one too. There's just a solid brick and then...
The solid brick and then a brick put here and then a space width of a brick.
Uh-huh.
And just touching here instead of all the way across. Touching, you say here. And they leave a space. It looks lace-like. It leaves a space as wide as brick is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's very pretty. They put it around garages and in fronts of houses and mm-hmm. the sides of houses. And when you buy a piece of property, and then there's a fence of cement blocks that divides property.
Mm-hmm.
It's often put.
Well, are there different kinds of different kinds of rail fences, or are they?
No, they might not be hickory, but they appear to be hickory, and they last a long time. Mm-hmm. If they're creosote, they last longer.
Let's see, if a person had too many people spending the night at his house, what would you call a bed that he might make up on the floor?
Pallet.
Okay.
They put a mattress down, but then it would be a pallet.
Right. What do you call low ground in a river valley? Have a term for that?
The bed and river?
Okay.
Is that what you meant?
Mm-hmm. What do you call several kinds of roads? Well, what are several kinds of roads, depending on what they're made of?
Macadam.
Okay.
Made of... this composition, this... They have various ways of making it now. Make it complete now, and then just roll it down. Mm-hmm. Roll it out, you know. And cement. And there's a board fence, a board road that, and bridges are sometimes boarded across.
Mm-hmm.
And bridges, you know, I mentioned some bridges up
there. Yeah.
And then hard surface roads.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And muddy roads, don't leave that
much. That's the muddy road.
Yeah, country road.
let's see, what do you call a paved road that has a lot of colored surface?